not make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with Salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor,
doctor,
Mr. MD,
doctor,
now can you tell me?
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you here on Herb Talk. We got a great show. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. Oh, we're going to be talking about some really good stuff. First up, we're going to be talking about ginseng imposters. You know, what you want to look out for out there on the marketplace. You want to get some real ginseng, don't you? Well, you want to know what the imposters are. Also, we're going to be talking about things that are called the synthetics. I don't know if you've heard about that, but we're going to cover that. And if we have more time, we may cover foods that help you to prevent kidney stones. So we got lots to talk about and a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to our military. We're lifting all our men and women up in uniform and praying God's hand of protection be on them, as well as all of America. I don't know about you, but I'm praying for righteousness be restored to America because it's going nuts. It's just gone crazy what we're seeing, and we're going to need some supernatural power from the Lord. And of course, you know, if we seek his face and we repent and, you know, are humble ourselves in servitude, sincereness, you know, it's his will be done, of course, but it's our job to ask, see. So hope you'll join me. I'm lifting all America up. And mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. What do we got in the quacker? Oh, we got DuPont. DuPont was sued in a wrongful death case. Then they had a court-appointed science panel set up to see if the you remember those pots and pans they put that Teflon coating on? It's called C8. That's what they call it at Teflon. Anyway, they think it's been linked to kidney cancer, thyroid disease, testicular cancer, and some other adverse effects. So anyway, so this thing's been going on for years, you know, 13 years. So DuPont C8 chemical seems to be the key ingredient in the Teflon brand, and it's used as a synthetic coating in your cookware. Back in 2001, the C8 chemical was found in Ohio and West Virginia residents' drinking water near the DuPont's Petersburg, West Virginia plant. So it's real close to the Ohio border. So 80,000 area residents filed a class action lawsuit against DuPont for contaminating their water with the C8 chemical and ravaging all their health. See, so DuPont settled. They paid $343 million to the residents for their medical tests and so forth, and they promised to remove the C8 from their water. And then, of course, the court, as a backup, approved a science panel to study C8 to see if it had the ability to cause any disease in humans over the past 13 years. So the verdict, guys, the verdict is in. The court-appointed scientists, they found and they testified that C8 has probable links to various cancers. Now, with the link being made, wow, we got 50 new cases that are rising up against DuPont. Now, Rob Bylott, a Cincinnati attorney who's been representing the residents since 2001, he said that these folks have been waiting many, many years, and now they're able to pursue their claims, and their goal is to be able to resolve this matter as quickly as possible. And now that the cancer leak link has been made, DuPont is set to face waves of lawsuits as the company is now indebted to make some major changes. But here's the thing. 50 recent lawsuits have been pushed back, scheduled for 2015. So guess what? DuPont continues to manufacture C8, putting it on Teflon coating, cookware. Nothing wrong with that, right? Mm-hmm. Accusations against DuPont include concealing information, fraud, deception, and battery. Here's the thing. They have discovered research conducted by DuPont themselves in 1961 that reported they knew C8 had toxicity because they had higher than normal birth defects among babies born to their female employees. Wow. That's not cool, DuPont. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. I know the cracker was brief tonight. I was kind of looking around for stuff, but, you know, I'm kind of picky. Yes, I am. All right, so it gives us more time to talk about herbs. And, you know, right now we're going to talk about some new ginseng products that are on the market, and we're going to decide. We're going to find out if they're authentic ginseng products or are they imposters. Now, ginseng root has been used for thousands of years for various reasons, but the main reason ginseng is used is for, you know, providing the body with energy to fight disease. So ginseng is often referred to as a panax or a panacea. It's the Greek word meaning all healing. So there are different varieties of ginseng. There's the American, the Siberian, the Asian. You know, I've been talking about this for a while now, but now there's a new ginseng that's hitting the market. It's called the maca or the Peruvian ginseng. So is there a difference in the various ginsengs, and is there a way to tell if you're actually getting authentic ginseng in your products? Well, let's take a look. All right, let's talk. We're going to do a little ginseng snapshot real quick here. Now, some of the recent research is telling us that the saponins in ginseng are these chemicals that assist the human body to isolate, purify, and eradicate substances that can harm us. So research done by pharmacologist Israel Beckham at the Academy of Science in the Soviet Union, he revealed that adaptogens in the ginseng actually help the body shift gears to, you know, cope with physical and even emotional stress, as well as increase our ability to resist disease. So Dr. Abrekham says that the changes can be kind of subtle, and it could explain why other studies previously missed reporting these benefits. Now, some of the ginseng benefits his research has revealed are: ginseng combats fatigue without caffeine, it enhances stamina, enhances your memory, and prevents the depletion of the adrenal glands, which are really affected by stress. So it seems that Dr. Beckham's research confirmed what the ancients have said for thousands of years about the benefits of ginseng. We now know why the Russian and the Korean and the Chinese athletes kind of tapped into the ginseng during the Olympic Games. They all took ginseng, and also the Italian study, they tested the stamina-enhancing effect of the ginseng, and the results were so obvious. Guess what? The American athletes are now on the ginseng. So they also tested ginseng in treating chronic bronchitis, and they found that it helped speed the recovery time and offered resistance to the illness, probably why it's in the pneumonia kit the folks at Apothecary Herbs make. Also, let's see, Danish researchers proved that in a double-blind study that the ginseng improves your memory, it improves your abstract thinking, and your reaction time. So Chinese researchers at the University of Southern California, they proved ginseng does enhance our immune system, and it makes it more efficient by the production of interferon, which is your virus-fighting compound. And also it helps the body manufacture more macrophages, which is your killer T cells for the bacteria, and it wipes out these infections. See, so various German studies also confirm your Siberian variety of ginseng has been found to support the liver, the pancreas, your glands, and also that's all really well intended to fight disease. So it can be used in conjunction with your other herbs, so you can layer with it for a synergistic effect because it helps to lower blood sugar and your blood pressure. Also, American ginseng has been found to support your heart and liver and immune system function when you're fighting disease. Now, let's look at the Siberian ginseng real quickly. For over 2,000 years, Siberian ginseng has been used in Chinese medicine along with the Asian ginseng. Now, Russian scientists have identified the adaptogens to, you know, reinforce the body's ability to resist stress and disease. Herbalists in the West prefer to use the Siberian or the American ginseng over the other forms of ginseng for its ability to stimulate immune system function. And it also has an anti-inflammatory benefit, and it helps to control the blood sugar. Siberian ginseng is used extensively in all facets of Russian society. Professional athletes, factory workers, physicians, they all use it. Now, test tube studies done in the Soviet Union showed that the Siberian ginseng inhibited the spread of leukemia cells. Now, other studies show that it's an effective agent to boost immune system function in fighting cancer. Other research that needs a little bit more testing is that it helps in the areas of heart disease, diabetes, and radiation exposure. Now, most of the Western research on the Siberian ginseng shows that it has similar hormonal-like compounds found in the Asian ginseng. Now, traditionally, the ancients used Siberian ginseng for boosting their immune system, energy, and their appetite. Now, it does have adaptogens to help the body resist stress and enhance oxygen delivery to your cells. And this has a positive benefit on your glands and helping to normalize your adrenal function and your thyroid function, as well as your blood sugar and blood pressure. Now, one study noted that if Siberian ginseng is used in conjunction with your aerobic exercise, it helps the body to release killer T cells to kill unwanted microbes and infection for 24 hours compared to just exercise alone that releases the killer T cells for only 2 hours. So this would explain why the ancients claimed Siberian ginseng promoted longevity as well as an anti-aging benefit. Now, real quickly, the American ginseng has saponin compounds, and it helps assist the body in isolating and neutralizing and eradicating infectious agents. So Asians prefer the American ginseng because it assists the immune system because it has that immune system building ability. So American ginseng has a concentrated medicinal properties that will also assist the areas of the body to function, such as your heart, your liver, and other organs, reducing stress and increasing your endurance. Now let's get to this new research here. The new research on the different species of ginseng has been studied by the British Columbia Ministry of Agriculture and Food. They wanted to see what the differences are in the different varieties of ginseng. Now, most forms of ginseng are slow growing, and they're harvested every 2 to 6 years. They're slow growing, and some are grown in higher elevations. So how can the consumer know if they are actually getting real ginseng? Well, according to the British Columbia Ministry of Agriculture and Food, many ginseng products will list under the ingredients ginseng, but without identifying the variety. So they say this can be a clue that you may be getting very little or no ginseng at all in your product. Another clue is that the variety of ginseng will also vary in price. Now, personally, I can confirm that in the United States, a certified organic pound of Siberian ginseng can run about $20, but the American ginseng can run as high as $95 a pound. Now, often supply and demand will push the cost of the ginseng up since it is a slow-growing root, and if it's over-harvested, there you go, the supply and demand issue. Now, often supply and demand is not a problem, but scientific researchers are finding that the only true varieties of ginseng are in North America and are the North American and the Asian variety because of the chemical saponins in them. Now, some health experts think they came to this conclusion because they have nearly similar compounds, but I think we also should note that ginseng varieties can have varying compounds along with traditional ginseng compounds. So we have a lot of ginsengs in what I would call the ginseng family. Well, let's get to some of the new things that are called sales gimmicks in the ginseng market. There are some plants that fit into the, quote, Panax family of ginseng, but are not ginseng. They are cousins to the ginseng with similar chemical properties, but not quite enough to qualify as ginseng. There is a lot of debate over the Siberian ginseng, for instance, if it would qualify as a ginseng, and some think it qualifies and some believe it's an imposter. Well, I, for one, think it does qualify as an authentic ginseng because it has similar chemical components just like the Asian and the American variety of ginseng, which tend to help your immune system and assist the pancreas and the gland system. So how can you tell if you have real ginseng in your herb supplements? Well, true ginseng has a signature taste, and it will have a bitter, woodsy, sweet kind of taste with a little bit of an aftertaste. So you want to make sure your product labels on your products include the variety of the ginseng and not just listing, quote, ginseng. So it should say Asian, Siberian, American ginseng. It should tell you the variety of ginseng. Also, real organic ginseng is expensive, and that should be reflective in the product price. So cheap ginseng products are suspect. You know, they're most likely going to be fake, or they're going to have so little ginseng in the product it's not even worth buying. In addition, you don't want to let scientific gibberish fool you. A product that may list, quote, the standardized potency, end of quote, product guarantee, a minimum percentage of geneticides, you know, the ginseng compounds, the plant chemical markers that are in ginseng, the saponins, for instance. So if the label is saying standardized potency because of the geneticides, they could alter this. This could be altered, and the pure product is added to stabilizers, and it just alters the whole thing. They put additives, fillers, and this is all inferior. And you'll have a root. They'll use inferior root portions, or discarded waste material from ginseng to make the product. So when you see the standardized potency claims on your label, this is just to sell a consumer on the chemistry, geneticides, but they actually miss out on the higher quality pure or whole finished product, okay? So for example, if the whole root would be used in the product, you'd have the body, the prongs, and the fiber of the root in that formula, and nothing is removed or stripped away. And this offers consumers what I call a whole food supplement, and the proper effect of the ginseng will come through in the formula. Whereas if you're getting just waste product of ginseng root, not going to be as good. Also, there's some more understanding that you should have out there when you're shopping ginseng products. The saponin difference in the Asian and the North American ginseng is going to be slight. And if we look at the big picture, they do almost the same thing. So North American ginseng offers 29 geneticides, which, are a little more potent and at stimulating. And Asian ginseng has 20 geneticides. So according to some research back in 1999 on ginseng by the British Columbia Ministry of Agriculture and Food, the American ginseng will assist your body core to cope with stress better. So the species, the age of the root, where it is grown, how it's harvested, is really going to affect the medicinal benefit of the product. So you want to watch out for ginseng products claiming 6% geneticides, which they are probably going to be fake. And unless the label actually states, artificially fortified. Okay, there's a clue. And then it should explain the product is artificially enhanced. So North American ginseng is grown and harvested in Ontario, Quebec, Canada, all the way south to Georgia, U.S. Okay, so that's where it's coming from. Now, here's the lowdown on the new ginseng. It's called the Maca ginseng or the Peruvian ginseng. You may hear it as described as that. This is a real ginseng, or maybe it's a fake. What do you think? So there's a lot of mysterious marketing behind this product. You'll read stuff about the ancient Incas and that it was beneficial for many illnesses. But according to the research by the British Columbia Ministry of Agriculture and Food, the Meca or the Peruvian ginseng contains none of the chemical markers or geneticides that the Asian American or Siberian ginseng have, and it's considered not related to the ginseng family at all. Okay, so don't expect the benefits of ginseng when you go for the Meca or the Peruvian variety. So, powerful information is just as important as the quality of the product, right? So, we strive to educate you guys here on the show. You're going to be savvy consumers out there when you go to market to buy your ginseng. So herbs offer a lot of power if you know what you're looking for and if you know how to use them. Also, herbs can have a synergistic effect where you can use them in combinations for more power, and we try to educate you on that as well. So you can have success, towards your health quest and whatever you're trying to accomplish. So use and store your herb supplements properly for your maximum results, and you can find more information on that and some other things. It's go to the powerherbs.com website and click on the Healthy Guidelines tab. Okay, it's at the top left of the page, and you'll learn stuff like how you should should store and use your herbs, you know, what's the proper way to cleanse and the proper order of cleansing, what are the pitfalls of cleansing, you know, the mistakes people make, and how you can avoid all those things, and how to go about immune boosting, rebuilding an immune system function if you think you have a malfunctioning or low immunity. So there's lots of information there under the Healthy Guidelines tab there at thepowerherbs.com. So also, you'll discover at Apothecary Herbs, they do have authentic American and Siberian ginseng products. So you can pick up, you know, even the trio of immune-enhancing formulas that they now have up there called the Three Amigos, which would include your American ginseng and Siberian ginseng, along with your astragalus root. So you can check that out at thepowerherbs.com. Great trio for the cold and flu season, especially if you're on a budget. Or you can pick up their cold and flu package for those of you that really want the Cadillac of protection. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com. And also, we have a few distributors for the sports supplement industry checking out the ginseng products that we have at thepowerherbs.com. And if you want, just call the folks at Apothecary Herbs to get a free product catalog. You can give them a call toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's toll-free, 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, or you go to the website, thepowerherbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. And of course, if you missed out on the weekend sale that they have, don't despair, especially if you're a subscriber to some of their newsletters. If you sign up for the newsletters that go out weekly, and by the way, they're free. And you'll get great empowering information from various authors. And discount coupons that you can use towards your most excellent professional strength products at Apothecary Herbs. Now, the American Survival Newsletter goes out on Tuesdays, and we have Melody Cederstrom and Alfred Adask at Discount Gold and Silver writing for that, so you get your financial market stuff. And then you've got Dr. Carly writing on the vaccine industry, and you got your medical stuff, and, of course, your natural health area, the products by Apothecary Herbs, and of course yours truly writing about some things there. So you got it covered, the bases there. Also, if you just want the natural therapy stuff and not all the other, well, then you can just sign up for the Health Quest newsletter that goes out on Fridays. Also going to empower you with information and discount coupons if you want to use them. You know, get empowered and save money at the same time. I love it. But definitely, if you're looking for backup currency, I highly recommend the folks at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Melanie Cederstrom, give them a call. They have a toll-free number at 800-375-4188, 800-375-4188 for discount. And ask for Melanie Cederstrom. Tell her I sent you. If you're looking to back up with your currency there, you know, your financial assets. And, of course, if you're looking for, you know, backup medicinals, you definitely want to stock up on the herbal stuff. So check out the herb kits at Apothecary Herbs. Hey, we got to take a break. We're going to talk about the synthetics on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Money talk. But it don't sing and dance and it don't walk. As long as I can have you here with me, I'd much rather be forever in blue jeans. Honey is sweet, but it ain't nothing next to baby's treat. And if you pardon me, I'd like to say we'd do okay forever in blue jeans. Maybe tonight.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Double 07, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, for international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
shining on my heart, so you could see the truth. And this love I have inside is everything it seems. But for now I
Wendy Wilson, and we're going to talk about the synthetics. You know, it's an interesting thing how things kind of, you know, it's quirky and it kind of, you know, I don't know, it's a coincidence perhaps, but, you know, Fox Network is launching a new TV show in November. Have you seen the trailers for that? It's called Almost Human, and it features, you know, a cop, this is essentially a remake of the movie I, Robot. Okay, a little twist on it. But the robots in this TV version have been renamed, and they're referred to as the synthetics. So the point is that robots are not real like humans. They may look like and sound like humans, but they are not the same as humans. So the same comparison can be made regarding real whole food nutrition and synthetic vitamins. So, you know, the holidays tend to be hectic and stressful, and we're going to need all the organic fuel that our body can get. So you don't want to mistake synthetic vitamins as a nutritional source. So we're going to find out how we can avoid that problem, okay? Let's talk about the nutrition, or maybe it's disease fuel if you're getting a synthetic product. Now, new research is revealing that the major box store vitamins made by pharmaceutical companies are doing more harm than good. So you want to check your pantry, because you could be inviting disease if you bought vitamins such as One A Day, Flintstones, Sam's Club, Equate, or Centrum. Now, these are not the old-fashioned kind of vitamins made from dried fruits and vegetables that the folks purchased back in the 1900s, the early 1900s. So Pfizer Pharmaceutical produces Centrum brand vitamins, and Bayer produces the One A Day. Now, today, 95% of the vitamins sold in health food stores and 100% sold in the major outlets are produced by a few pharmaceutical companies. So the difference in product brands sold at the health food store versus the drugstore brand is that the health food store brand just may not contain artificial chemical colors. So don't let the new marketing term nutraceutical fool you. These are far from providing good nutrition for the human body. So if you are not careful, you could purchase a vitamin supplement that is a petrochemical laced with animal byproducts, human waste material, ground up stone and shell, and even metal. So let's look at some of these so-called harmless vitamins for a moment. So I call them the imposter vitamins, and they've been around since the 1940s. Millions of people are swallowing synthetic vitamins thinking they are fortifying their body when they are actually stressing their liver, kidneys, and bowel. So how does that happen? Well, the synthetic vitamins are hard on the body to digest and metabolize. So these are petrochemicals that are full of fillers, additives, food colorings, and flavorings, and preservatives. So if you read your label and you see ingredients like talc, dyes, cellulose, silicon, titanium dioxide, BHT, aspartame, sorbitol, or sodium benzoate, well, you should not ingest these. Always, always investigate the ingredients, as these chemicals can, have one or two or even more alias names to them. Now, many of the vitamin additives are carcinogenic to the body and can foster various diseases such as arthritis, cancer, osteoporosis, skin, and respiratory problems. So, What are the cheap vitamins made from? You ever wonder about that? Well, most of your major brands that contain vitamin B12 are extracted from sewage and cow liver that's full of antibiotics, steroids, and an animal that's been fed GMO feed. So coal tar has also been used. So the same company that is making drugs for hospitals to use in radiation and cancer treatments is also pumping out chemical vitamins. Now, consumers are convinced that their chemical version of a vitamin, courtesy of Big Pharma, is full of nutrition because the nutritional guidelines on the box or on the label indicate this product's good for you. Now, does the FDA care about the nutritional difference in a whole food vitamin C, for instance, and a synthetic one? No, they don't. The FDA considers a laboratory chemical vitamin and a natural nutrient as one in the same. But they're not one in the same. 90% of the vitamin C on the market is made by Hoffmann La Roche Pharmaceuticals. Now, vitamin A, well, that's taken from fish liver liquid. And we have fish that have been where? Japan? Fukushima? Hello? So vitamin D is also synthetic, and it's made from irradiated oil, also from the petroleum extracts such as coal tar, and animal organs are thrown in there, and often they contain an ammonia and formaldehyde. Therefore, when you ingest this, you risk unnatural mineral deposits appearing in your heart, your lungs, and your kidneys. So the acid blends, which are passed off as vitamin C, are often very irritating to the digestive tract as well. And often byproduct chemical agents are used in Big Pharma's version of the vitamins. So your mainstream brand vitamins are usually petrochemical drugs, folks. Let me read you this quote by Dr. Timothy O'Shea, who says, in one experiment, synthetic vitamin B, also known as thiamine, was shown to render 100% of the test group, which was pigs, rendered them 100% sterile. They fed the pigs synthetic vitamin B and they couldn't, you know, reproduce. Well, I guess you reap what you sow, right? When you put fractionalized chemical components into your body, you can expect a myriad of health problems. Now, a study done on the effects of organic versus synthetic vitamin A found that the synthetic version accomplished opposite effects of the organic nutrient. So when people took the synthetic version of the beta-carotene, there was a higher risk of stroke, lung cancer, and fatal heart attacks. Now, I want you to also beware of the mega doses. Now, scientists already know that when you use real whole foods for your vitamin and mineral nutrition, that your body doesn't require mega doses. They get what it needs from very small amounts. So when you take a natural whole food form of the nutrition, you can get what you need on lower doses. Yep, you can. So the large unit doses recommended on supplement products can be harmful, especially when you use it long term, like a year or more. Okay, so taking the wrong supplement in the wrong amount can suppress your immune system and give disease a foothold. And the pharmaceutical companies producing their toxic vitamins have created a health risk for millions of people. So the human body is not able to assimilate the toxic minerals produced by Big Pharma, and the industry will add pig digestive enzymes so it will act like a chelation effect to force the body to accept the toxic product. So your mineral supplements produced by Big Pharma are pulverized mined ore, and the ore is supposed to be a source of iron, calcium, and zinc, and then they'll chelate it so your body is forced to accept it, and guess what it does? It can also have shale in it, and it can clog your kidneys. Let me read you a quote by Dr. Judith DeCava, who says this, the real truth about vitamins and antioxidants is what occurs with all synthetic vitamins. The body treats them as toxins. End of quote. Let me read you about this study. Now, there was this large study done by the UC Berkeley researcher was Gladys Block, who revealed that those who were taking synthetic supplements did not fare any better when it came to disease than those not taking supplements. But guess what? This study also included the folks that were taking the Shaklee products, you know, the Shaklee vitamins. And they were shocked to find out that the Shaklee products, these folks were taking this stuff for like 20 years, right? They wouldn't fare any better than the people taking the placebo stuff in the study. It was shocking to these folks. This tells me that companies that supposedly promote quality for, you know, vitamin supplements, when they overprocess it, you know, when they overprocess a natural ingredient, guess what? They make it a non-nutrient. So, you know, whole food vitamins are going to be real important, very important. Your best, actually, source of nutrition is your organic foods, number one. But if you can't always eat healthy and you can't get organic all the time, but you may be able to tap into organic whole food supplements, they can help you. But you just want to make sure that you're buying whole food supplements and not overprocessed or synthetic versions of or vitamins and minerals, those types of supplements. Now, there is organic, and guess what? And then there's organic. Okay, savvy consumers are becoming aware that there are different levels of organic. When it comes to your herbal supplements, you want to always look for products that are made with certified organic herbs, and they're grown to TILTH standards. That's T-I-L-T-H. Okay, so what this means is that the land that the herbs were planted in had been able to rest to regain the mineral content, but it also means that the land was not treated with chemicals or fertilizers for 5 years prior to the planting. Okay, so apothecary herbs, they use only certified organic herbs to TILTH standards. Very expensive, but it makes a professional strength superior product. And that's probably why, you know, if you look them up and you say, well, why is their stuff more expensive? That's why. Now, the ingredients and the natural aging process, which is more time consuming, and then they cold press it, they make sure there's no heat involved, that will make a professional strength version of the formula. And this is what you get at Apothecary Herbs. So if you're looking for a professional strength herbal supplement that's whole food based with no heat, hasn't been stripped of its nutrition, hasn't been overprocessed, then you want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and you want to get one of their catalogs. It's free. Or you can go on their website and download the PDF version. Their toll-free number, if you want a hard copy, is 866-229-3663. Or if you're online, you could just throw a free copy of the catalog in your shopping cart and check out with zero balance, and they'll send you one. That toll-free is 866-229-3663, but if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277 or go to the website, thepowerherbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Like I said, if you missed the big sale over the weekend, you can, you know, still pick up what you need for the cold and flu season on your organic whole food vitamins. You know, if you're looking for a supplement that's, or, you know, vitamin, mineral, protein, amino acids, look for the body food mix. The body foundation food mix that they have is a powder you throw in your juice and you're good. You're just good with all that nutrition. And if you're trying to, you know, you're on a budget and you want something for cold and flu, check out their three amigos. That's the astragalus root, ginseng, and immune booster. And definitely is going to nip whatever it is in the bud. But if you want the Cadillac package for the cold and flu, they do have a cold and flu package you can check out. So if you sign up for the newsletter, you'll get a discount coupon that you could use. In this week's newsletter, it's 15% off. So sign up for the American Survival or the HealthQuest newsletter and get your coupons and you can save. Get great information that's free. And also you can save, definitely save. And if you want to learn more, there is the Power Herbs ebook, which is also 400 pages of herb secrets and all kinds of great stuff there on the website. It's PDF that it'll be emailed to you, and you can check that out as well. It's just $14.99. Okay, we got some time left, so we're going to, you know, jump right into this kidney stone thing. You know, how you can prevent kidney stones, because, you know, common problem in the U.S., 10% of the U.S. population, that's 30 million Americans, tend to have kidney stones, and a majority of them are men. That's right. So males are 3 times more likely than the women to develop kidney stones, and once you get them, you're 40% more likely to keep getting them over the next 5 years, 80% more likely over the next 25 years, unless, of course, you make some changes, and we're going to talk about those changes, okay? So what are your chances of getting them? Well, are some people more prone to the kidney stone problem? Well, some factors that increase your risk are, you know, heredity, infections, medications you may be on, metabolic malfunctions, and, of course, maybe your diet, what you're eating. So it should also be noted that Caucasians are more predisposed to developing kidney stones than Black Americans. Now, you're more likely to develop kidney stones between the ages of 20 to 40. And if you take thyroid hormones or loop diuretics, you're more likely to get kidney stones. So how do they develop? Well, the kidney stones are kind of this hard crystallized material, and it separates from the urine and accumulates in the inner lining of the kidney. The stone is made of calcium, oxalate, and phosphate. And when we don't have the proper balance of chemicals in our urine to dissolve these elements, well, then we get the stones. So what you eat affects the chemicals and the crystal content of your urine. So what you should be eating and what you shouldn't be eating is going to be important. So you can prevent the buildup of the calcium, the oxalate, and the phosphate in the urine. And we're going to show you how to do that. Obviously, the Western diet is a problem. And people who have, you know, other countries who have graduated to the Western diet, guess what? They get kidney stones. So we're going to – tenfold increase, actually. So we're going to look at the diet. But first, let's look at the types of kidney stones that can develop. Calcium kidney stones, most common. And when the calcium is not used by your body, it gets flushed out in the urine. So if the calcium hangs around and it binds to waste materials in your kidneys, guess what? It forms a stone. But another kind of stone is the struvite stone, which contains more magnesium and ammonia, which is a waste product. These usually are developing after an infection. So uric acid stones are also another type of stone if you get too much acid in your urine. So the rarest type of stone is the cystine stone, which has elements from muscle and nerve endings, and it builds up in the urine and causes cystinitis. So that's another kind. So the symptoms, of course, you're going to know what they are. You get some pain. Urine flow is obstructed. You get some back and side pain. Other symptoms, maybe blood in the urine, some fever and chills, nausea and vomiting, cloudy urine with a bad odor, burning sensation when urinating. So your physician will want to do some, you know, medical history and some exams, some diagnostic procedure to determine what the cause is. You may be subject to x-rays, kidney and bladder dye injection tests through a vein, or maybe even some ultrasound to see what the size of the stones are. Now let's talk about prevention, right? Because the National Institute of Diabetes and Kidney Disease recommends you drink water 12 glasses a day to flush the kidneys. And the beverage of choice that they also recommend is fruit juice, coffee, tea, and I said, oh, my God, soda? They had soda on the list, which is a big no-no. Drugs that are also to prevent calcium buildup that could be prescribed also should be avoided. Dr. Stanley Goldfarb of the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine in Philly, he says you want to change your diet. You want you cut your risk in half when you do that. So the Mayo Clinic agreed that their test case, 108 patients, when they changed their eating habits, drank more water, they had fewer kidney stones for the next 5 years. They cut their risk in half. So you are in control of this, not your doctor. You are. So here's the dietary changes you might want to incorporate. If you're prone to kidney stones, people who cut back on all the meats, which reduce protein in the urine, have fewer stones. cut the meat portion to 2 to 4 ounces per serving, and also boost the vegetable consumption. Vegetarians have few, if no, stones, according to a study in Great Britain. The study conducted that vegetable fiber was typically an antidote to kidney stones, mainly because it decreases the amount of calcium that runs through the urine. Patients who went from a vegetarian diet to a meat-eating diet increased the calcium in the urine, and they got more kidney stones. Also, a study at a Halifax Stone Clinic at Camp Hill Medicine Center found that those who ate more wheat or corn bran fiber dropped their calcium in the urine sufficiently to reduce the recurrence of kidney stones by about 60%. Just make sure it's not GMO corn or wheat, okay? So also some foods you want to avoid that have that oxalate, produce more oxalate in the urine that creates the stones. So foods that do that would be sweet potatoes, and we're coming up to the holidays, okay? So reduce that sweet potato intake, baked beans, blackberries, rhubarb, spinach, peanuts, black tea, and chocolate. Oh, my God, chocolate. Mm. Everybody loves that. So you are probably wondering about reducing your animal calcium foods, such as your dairy products. Well, cutting back on this is not a bad idea, but severe calcium restriction will actually boost oxalate in the urine, causing more stones. So what you want to do is you want to get your calcium from your plant and not your animal dairy, so you can balance that out. So you want, you know, green leafy vegetables, oranges, have your natural calcium, and that's the kind that the body actually needs, not the animal calcium, because it has that mineral uptake of boron and magnesium, which is the proper way to absorb your calcium, and your dairy products don't have that. So if you want strong bones, forget the milk mustache, and more green leafy vegetables. And if you need some help, you might want to turn to some herbs like horsetail and oat straw and lobelia for that calcium nutrition. Doctors at Harvard School Public Health, they conducted a large study over about 4 years. They found men who ate calcium, plant calcium, lowered their risk of stones 34%. So also a beverage of choice if you're a kidney stone sufferer, restrict the alcohol to moderate consumption because alcohol boosts levels of calcium, and dilute your citrus juices if you can with a little bit more water, that acid, you see. Other beverages you might want to avoid is the black tea, hot chocolate, and your soda, of course. Studies recommend that if you drink 2 to 8 ounces of glasses of water every 4 hours while you're awake, will also help flush those kidneys out. So if you're looking for a cleanse of your kidney bladder area, if you have those issues, definitely check out thepowerherbs.com. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have one with and without juniper berries. So if you have irritated kidneys, you want the juniper-free one. Or if you have questions, just give them a call. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. You'll get a free product catalog. Or if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277 and thepowerherbs.com. That's the website. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Check it out. Hey, I'm out of time, but y'all have a safe Halloween out there. The information presented is not intended to diagnose or prevent it to. Please, consult a medical physician before using any product or therapy. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all be well.